As the beloved mighty Elohim of peace speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our mighty I Am presence to open the floodgates and flood through us all such victory of its own heart's flame that the mighty Elohim of peace, enfolding sun presence of eternal peace, becomes an eternal part of our own life streams. Wherever we abide, its authority and power and presence hold peace. Beloved ones who journey through this world in your attainment of the ascension, tonight, you may enter in, if you will, to the world enfolding sun presence of the peace of my heart. May you understand how deeply can that love enter into your life and hold control of all things about you. As you move into outer world activities and yet be untouched by their discord. The peace which I am to life is not just stillness and relaxation. The peace which the sun presence of the sacred fire manifests to life is wondrous, masterful activity, consciously creating perfection to glorify with happiness all that it contacts. And I assure you, if you want peace, then the purity for which you have called and the balancing presence of its harmony are absolutely imperative. If you are going to manifest peace and hold its sun presence around you to hold control of all outer world conditions until that which is of evil is completely consumed. The peace of our cosmic activity is balanced action, calm cosmic Christ love, and invincible purity. You can't have peace without purity and without balance in the feeling world. And when you understand that a sun presence of the cosmic sacred fire's peace can be concentrated and enfolded around you to join the unfed flame in your own hearts and become a world of manifestation around you, when you understand that, my loved ones, nothing in all creation will disturb you. For within comes the great calm power of mastery, the harmonious control of all you contact, and the sacred fire presence of our great peace from the heart of creation, the heart of the great central sun, floods forth its continual, ever-expanding river of the sacred fire's perfection into all action, no matter where energy is. When that river of sacred fire peace enters into any amount of energy, peace balance, purity, and control manifest the perfection of the divine plan's fulfillment. So in entering into the use of the powerhouse of the universe, which I assure you, the great sun presence of my peace is to life, you may use power without limit. For power, qualified with the sacred fire of our cosmic peace from the great central sun, is the all-controlling Master Christ's authority in this world and every other one. Try to realize that from the heart of the central sun comes forth sun after sun after sun of the sacred fire's various activities, all constructive, all powerful, ever expanding their blessings and control of life, no matter whose life or what life is manifesting in any system of worlds. The cosmic sun presence of the sacred fire of our peace controls all life in manifestation. And you may enter into that, if you will, and have the world of its perfection in and around you. A world so invincible against the discord of mankind's creation that once you enter into this world and abide within it, you become unaware of the disturbance of human creation. You may know it exists in the outer, but it never can touch you within and never can disturb your affairs that are held within the sun presence of our cosmic peace. And the world's chaos today, in its expanding viciousness, must, I assure you, be stilled by an onrush of our sacred fire that is all authority everywhere to stop turmoil. And so tonight, we open the door and invite you into our world, the sun presence of cosmic peace. May it enter into you and you enter into it until its ever commanding sacred fire, joining the unfed flame in your hearts and the outpouring from your higher mental bodies into the outer self, become one commanding presence of eternal peace. And I assure you, if you want healing of mind, body, or affairs, the cosmic sun presence of our love and peace to life heals all conditions, because it purifies all conditions and balances the flow of energy in the outer self of mankind, of individuals, of the powers of nature, the forces of the elements, even to the planet itself. So, blessed ones, the mastery of life is the sun presence of the sacred fire of its love and peace, which are synonymous and are one with the mighty I Am presence of every life stream. And since, my loved ones, your beloved I Am presence and higher mental body of each of you is the sun presence and sacred fire of eternal peace, I plead with you, let the other third of your life streams, which the outer self is, become a sun presence of the peace and the love of my heart. In the fullness of its great, almighty control of all things, you may abide. And as you let this fill your feeling world, and it dwells within you, and you dwell within its enfolding sun presence, the very power you feel will be proof of my presence with you and the outpouring of my sacred fire sun presence of peace. If you will feel me, I will dwell within you. If you will dwell within my sun presence of peace, you will find your world and my world become one manifestation of all that the sacred fire from the central sun holds within it to produce the magnificent manifestations that glorify the great central sun presence of eternal life. You may dwell in my world from tonight, if you will. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. You do not quite understand, my loved ones, how imperative is the sun presence of eternal peace to all life. Now, when there is pain in the body, you're in distress, you want peace. Do you not? You want release from that pain. So you see, the natural desire within life is for peace, is to be free from that which is not peace. And therefore, if you choose to make yourselves, each one, a sun presence of the victory of my world of cosmic peace, that can draw power in and around you of such tremendous cosmic action as you can scarcely comprehend until you feel it and watch it act in conditions around you. And then you realize something has changed. The relationship of yourselves to the conditions of the outer world. Wherever I appear, wherever I pour my love, turmoil must cease as that sacred fire is released into outer action. And if you will feel My cosmic sun presence of eternal peace come into your bodies like heat from a radiator comes into you when you stand near it. You may absorb all of the power of my cosmic peace that you can possibly use in anything you desire to do until you come to us in the ascension for eternity. If you can only make the outer self realize that when you turn your attention to a cosmic being or activity of the sacred fire, you are in touch with that presence and sacred fire by your own consciousness, your own desire, your own feeling. Therefore, if you let your attention come to me when distress seems to whirl about you, and let my sun presence of cosmic peace, now this is different from what you would call personal peace, cosmic peace come into you, the outer personal self, and feel the outer self enfolded in the sun presence of this sacred fire. You will begin to feel my power of peace. It will begin to fill your life. It will begin to fill your emotional world. It will begin to fill your affairs. And therefore, you can, just as certainly as you can breathe air into the body, you can draw into yourselves the cosmic sun of my sacred fire peace into yourselves until you become all one with this victorious, enfolding cosmic action. And then, as you take your stand that your world too shall be the sun presence of my cosmic sacred fire peace, that sacred fire enters into your affairs, becomes the atmosphere about you, and as you accept and love and dwell within it, you will find it controlling outer world conditions about you and controlling them silently. So the power of the great, great silence has many wondrous blessings that can enter into you as the air you breathe enters into the lungs of the physical body. Just so does life contain within it, through the desire in the heart flame, the desire in the emotional world, the individual, holding the attention upon the cosmic sun presence of my sacred fire peace. Draw it into yourselves and fold you in its world of action, and you become its victory forever. If you want power over the destructive conditions of this world, the cosmic sun presence of my sacred fire peace has more power, actual energy, than the whole world and everybody on it, and everything on it. So if you choose to draw this into yourselves and make your world my world, of the cosmic sun of my sacred fire peace, you shall not know distress again. You shall not know limitation again. You shall not know struggle again. For they are all the lack of the sacred fire of eternal peace. So, blessed ones, this is the powerhouse that holds control of all in the physical world, compels purification and balance, and reveals the blessings, the ever-expanding creative powers of the heart of the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun. Those of you who were present when I first came in Chicago some years ago, remember the feeling that came into the room that was the sun presence and is the sun presence of my sacred fire of peace, which entered into you at that time and has abided within you since. Now we are increasing the outpouring of that sacred fire power to you all, that your individual worlds may become that sun presence of cosmic peace, to hold a certain balance within this nation that is a protection of that which is constructive. So if you care to give me your attention and this call, it is not just for your greater peace and harmony that I come, I assure you. I come that the sun presence of my sacred fire peace may spread over the nation and over the world. Because of what the world requires, we are releasing this for the blessing of the world. And you individually may have our world and cosmic power of that blessing in yourselves and in your affairs as you give this recognition and demand that it fills the nation that is the heart of the world. So the cosmic sun presence of sacred fire peace may enter into the structure of earth and control the forces that are rioting with discord. If each of you will choose to make yourselves a powerhouse of my sun presence, of sacred fire peace, you shall never regret it in all eternity. And as you become more and more aware of all that is within it, and your world becomes its presence also, wherever you abide, that which you contact shall be purified and balanced and be raised into the freedom which the sacred fire is. If you make yourselves a sun presence of my sacred fire peace, and then your love goes out to your loved ones, my sun presence can also enfold them. Until entering into their life streams, they too feel its all-controlling cosmic action that raises them into peace also. So it is very far-reaching, my loved ones, in that which comes to Earth tonight through our cosmic outpouring, as you individually understand and accept it and enter into its world of action. That which you love will be drawn into its world of action also. And that goes on and on until the earth and all upon it are also drawn into the everlasting peace of the cosmic sacred fire's love. The beloved Master Jesus said to those who were with him, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you." And I too say tonight, my peace from the heart of creation, the cosmic sun of sacred fires, love and peace, I give to you tonight, that you may give it to your loved ones. Your loved ones give it to those they love, until all love the earth enough to give it everlasting peace. Which comes only from the heart of creation, only from within the love of the sacred fire, only from within the heart of perfection does peace eternal come to life. Enter in to its powerhouse tonight and become a sun presence also of its sacred fire peace, and give it to the world like the sun gives light to the earth. Let its enfolding sacred fire presence enter into your feeling and make you know the mastery which it is. Then, as you enter into constructive activity, will there come such joy in outer action as shall be positive ecstasy compared to the conditions of mankind in the outer world. And as you bring this greater perfection into outer physical conditions, that sacred fire peace with the great central sun's cosmic power presence enter in and become the power throughout the world to control all life and set it again on the pathway of light to go forward to its victorious attainment in the ascension. You can't have the ascension without the purity and the peace of my love. That's why I come to Earth, to strengthen and protect and raise all that is constructive, and to seal all that is constructive in the cosmic sun presence and power without limit of my sacred fire peace. May you spread its love May you use its power. May you be its victory. May you give its freedom everywhere. Till divine justice has once again balanced all things in this world, and love has taken possession of its own. I commend you to the peace of eternity. Thank you, great Aelma of Peace. May the full cosmic power of the peace the world needs tonight be anchored in and around all of this radiation and everywhere throughout America and the world. And may its sacred fire presence enter into everybody and everything and put an end to all evil forever. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible sacred fire peace. From the great sun presence of the Elohim of peace, until we become the fullness of his own heart's victory everywhere forever. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with such power of that peace that never again can human creation touch those under this radiation. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Aelma of Peace. And to you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, forever do we offer our love and gratitude that we may be your eternal sacred fire peace to life wherever we abide. And the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us, and the cosmic sun presence of the victory of your sacred fire peace come everywhere into the outer world and steal human turmoil and consume its evil from the universe for eternity. Enfold us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the cosmic sun presence of sacred fire peace, command the end of the evil of mankind's human creation everywhere for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding sun presence in its cosmic action of the great Aelma peace, sacred fire peace. See that it enters into all life and consumes everything else forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those in this radiation. Expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation Our hearts call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the cosmic sun presence of sacred fire peace from the heart of our central sun, the seven mighty elm of creation, to come forth everywhere within our land and hold its dominion till it covers the earth for eternity. We thank you. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its cosmic sun presence from the great Elm of Peace blaze its sacred fire, peace, and power, and love in through and around, all under this radiation for eternity. We thank thee.